This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers slam India-China agreement on trade through lip leak without Nepal's consent. Urge government to immediately resolve the issue through diplomatic channels. House Committee on Education, Science and Technology passes school education bill amid opposition parties' disagreements. Second edition of Nepal Premier League set for mid-November. And Israeli Prime Minister says Israel to resume Gaza negotiations to end the war and free hostages. Now, the news in detail. Meetings of both houses under the federal parliament are taking place today. The House of Representatives will convene at 1 p.m. at the federal parliament building. The main agenda includes passing the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082. Finance Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil will table the proposal for deliberations before its endorsement. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will meet at 12:15 p.m. Line ministers will respond to queries related to Ministry of Home Affairs, Industry and Commerce and Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey will present the Intangible Cultural Heritage Protection Bill 2081, while Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag is set to table the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 for deliberations and possible endorsement. Meanwhile, leaders of all political parties in the federal parliament have strongly opposed the India-China agreement to conduct trade through Lipu Lake without Nepal's consent. Speaking during the emergency hour of the House of Representatives yesterday, lawmakers said the deal undermines Nepal's sovereignty, independence and territorial integrity. They urged the government to pursue mature diplomatic initiatives with cross-party consensus to safeguard national interest. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa, UML Secretary Yogesh Bhattarai, Maoist Center Secretary Devendra Paudel and leaders from other major parties, including CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party and Nepal Workers and Peasant Party, expressed unified concern. They expressed that Limpia Dhura, Lipu Lake and Kalapani are integral parts of Nepal. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs reiterated that these territories east of the Mahakali River belong to Nepal as enshrined in the constitution and official map. The ministry called on India and China not to engage in activities that disregard Nepal's sovereignty, adding that even the Chinese government has been made aware of Nepal's official stance. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on all citizens to contribute to the government's efforts to build a prosperous nation. Addressing a program in the Nepal Academy in Kamaladi yesterday, the Prime Minister urged people to recognize and value the positive efforts and development achievements made so far. He reminded that Nepal is working towards graduating to a developing country by 2026 and assured that the government will give high priority to the development of Karnali province. At the invitation of Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, the Vice President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam will pay an official visit to Nepal from August 23rd to 5th. This is the first ever highest level visit from Vietnam to Nepal and comes as the two nations mark 50 years of diplomatic relations. During the trip, both Vice Presidents will lead their delegations at a bilateral meeting on August 24th in Kathmandu. The visiting leader will also hold courtesy meetings with high-level dignitaries. The Vice President of Vietnam is scheduled to return home on August 25th. The Education, Science and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has passed the School Education Bill. The bill, under discussion for a long time, will now be presented in the upcoming parliamentary session. However, major opposition parties, including CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, expressed dissent. The Maoist Centre even registered a 5-point note saying its proposals for school education reform were ignored. Meanwhile, private school operators have also voiced concerns. At a demonstration in Maitihar Mandala yesterday, Papsan and NPapsan demanded that schools themselves be given authority over scholarship distribution with a transparent committee to ensure fairness. Similarly, the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee has endorsed its report on the bill to amend certain Nepal acts relating to land 2082. Committee Chair Kusum Devi Thapa said the report was passed by a majority in yesterday's meeting with support from lawmakers of the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and the Nagarik Unmukti Party. However, members of the CPN Maoist Centre and the Rashtriya Swatantra Party boycotted the meeting. The first ever Women Police Conference has started in Kathmandu with 200 women police personnel from across the country taking part. The two-day event focuses on inclusion, empowerment and gender equality within the police force. Inaugurating the conference, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak praised the growing role of women in Nepal Police, noting that they now make up 12% of the force. Likewise, Supreme Court Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla stressed the importance of female officers as frontline justice providers and urged that they also be entrusted with VVIP and VIP security duties. The conference will conclude with the Kathmandu Declaration outlining recommendations on laws, policies and gender equality initiatives for Nepal Police. Chinese airline company Sichuan Airlines is preparing to operate flights from Pokhara International Airport to Australia via Chengdu. According to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, the airline has begun the process of obtaining permission with bilateral discussions underway to finalize the schedule. The authority said flight details will be announced soon. Sichuan Airlines had earlier operated weekly flights between Pokhara and Sichuan. A migrant resource center, MRC, has been set up at the district administration office in Kaski to support safe foreign labor migration. The center, established with 1.6 million investment from Pokhara Metropolitan City, will provide counseling, legal assistance, and information on safe migration. Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya said the MRC will serve as a key hub for guidance while initiative is being implemented in partnership with the government, UN agencies and development partners. The Motihari Amlekganj petroleum pipeline is set to be handed over to the Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, following the completion of its extension works. Currently, the pipeline is operational, transporting petroleum products from Motihari in India to Amlekganj in Bara. According to Priyankar Acharya, chief of NOC's Madhes province office, test operations are underway, supervised by a technical team from the Indian Oil Corporation. The second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL cricket tournament will be held from November 17 to December 13. Featuring 8 teams in the T20 format organized by the Cricket Association of Nepal. The player mini-auction has been completed, while the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur is being upgraded with the parapet and floodlights ahead of the tournament. Last year, Janakpur Bolts won the inaugural edition of the NPL. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel is ready to resume negotiations for the release of all hostages held in Gaza and an end to the nearly two-year-old war, but only on terms acceptable to Israel. Netanyahu's remarks follow a temporary ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar, which Hamas accepted on Monday. He affirmed plans to capture Gaza City while ensuring the release of all hostages captured in Israel in October 2023, with Israeli officials believing around 20 are still alive. The ceasefire proposal includes releasing 10 living hostages and 18 bodies from Gaza, with Israel set to free about 200 Palestinian prisoners in return. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry reports two more deaths from starvation and malnutrition in the past 24 hours, raising the total to 271, including 112 children. Israel disputes these figures. since the conflict began in October 2023. According to local health authorities, over 62,000 people have been killed in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country today. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki provinces and in the hilly areas and Tarai regions of the Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located in a near normal position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines again. Lawmakers slam India-China agreement on trade through Lippu Lake without Nepal's consent, urge government to immediately resolve the issue through diplomatic channels. House Committee on Education, Science and Technology passes school education bill amid opposition parties' disagreements. Second edition of Nepal Premier League set for mid-November. And Israeli Prime Minister says Israel to resume Gaza negotiations to end the war and free hostages. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.